Yeah, I'm ready.
Do it, Esther.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Public Service Commission will come to order. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. It is Wednesday, February 9th, 2011, here in the Commission Hearing Room. This is Tony Clark. Joining me today are my fellow commissioners, Kevin Kramer and Brian Kalk. I'd like to welcome everyone. We have just a brief agenda today, so it probably won't take very long, and then we'll move into the administrative portion of the agenda. Are there any fellow or comments from my fellow commissioners?
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome.
With that, we have some items on consent. Is there a motion?
I move passage of the consent agenda.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And items in my portfolio, there is just one, TC1. I move the commission under North Dakota Century Code 60-02-09.1 adopt the order suspending warehouse license number 1063 of Flasher Farmers Union Grain and Oil at their Flasher, North Dakota warehouse effective February 1, 2011 for lack of an adequate bond and issue a notice of opportunity to be heard in case number GE-11-50.
Second.
Pretty straightforward issue here. Under state law, if a elevator does not or a warehouseman does not file a new bond at least 30 days before liability ceases, the commission shall suspend the license.
All in favor?
Aye.
That ends the items in my portfolio. Commissioner Call.
Good morning. Item BK1. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing and a notice of informal hearing in the request of Montana Dakota Utilities Company for a waiver of Title 49 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 192, Section 285C, related to requalification requirements for persons making plastic pipe joints. Case number GS10585.
Second.
Basically, what we have here is September 14th of the past year, MDU filed an application for a waiver of the appropriate federal regulations. The current regulations discuss that a person must be requalified under appropriate procedure if any time during the 12 months, A, the person does not make any joints, or I guess B, they've had three joints or 3% of the joints made that are unacceptable. What MDU is proposing is that the intervals will not exceed 15 months, and actually a stricter requirement that if a person has one joint that doesn't work, they do the retraining. Basically, what MDU wants to do is they want to align their training functions for efficiency. So what this order today is doing is giving the opportunity for hearing and also scheduling the informal hearing on March 23rd.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That concludes the items in my portfolio.
That concludes the items that are on the agenda. Is there any comment from or closing remarks? Hearing none, I'll just note that we do have some upcoming meetings, the first of which is tomorrow. We will be in Edgley beginning at 10 a.m. on February 10th. That is for the Anexco Development Corporation's proposed Maricourt Wind Power Project. It's a siting application. We will be meeting at Teddy's Grill, 1101 Industrial Park in Edgley. And then Friday, although this is not a commission meeting, there will be a substantive ALJ presiding over a request for a hearing on a bond release from BNI. Cool. We have work sessions coming up. I think we've already done those two. In any event, there's no media here, so there.
I do have one item I'd like
questions
to add.
Yes.
Just for general folks out there, that next week will be NARUC, and Commissioner Clark, as President NARUC, will be there, and I'm also going to be in attendance, so we'll be out the first part of the week at NARUC.
Yes, it should be a great meeting. We've got strong attendance, which has no doubt been driven by the fact that
you are President.
North Dakota Senator John Hoven will be speaking at it, so pleased to have him, as well as Senator Richard Burr and a number of other top-notch speakers. All right, with that, we will close the meeting. And do we have any signings today, Esther? Or, yeah, we've got some from the consent. Okay, we'll close the meeting and come back in, let's say, 5 minutes for the administrative portion of the agenda.